Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahawa, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is our spiritual breakfast and this is our interview segment. It is with Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahir Damat Barakatuhu. You know, the date is the 16th of Muharram 1446 in South Africa. 80% of the world, it is the next day, it is the 17th of Muharram 1446. We will be connecting. I see Mulana Musa Lahir has just sent me a message to say he can't hear me. Let's see if our engineer Bonface can perhaps sort that out, inshallah, for us. So, Mulana Musa, can you hear me now? So we're just connecting again, inshallah. So, inshallah, today we intend to speak on the harms of circular education. We were speaking and notifying as well the Ummah of this in recent days. The harms of it, the messages that have been going out, it's been horrific, it's been scary. So let's welcome our Mulana Musa Lahir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But inshallah we'll try to get through.
Inshallah, inshallah. Our topic today, Mulana, is on circular education, the harms of circular education, secular education, we should say. Secular education and the harms. Inshallah.
So, Mulana, I'll tell you a story what happened yesterday in the maktab, in madrasa. Generally, a Monday for me is always a challenging day because the children are coming back from the weekend and, you know, the harms of being exposed to devices, it's quite evident. So the children are lethargic and they're not really in the mood of learning and what have you. So, you know, it's challenging because you got to motivate them, you got to get them up and running, and it takes some time. But anyway, during the course of yesterday's teaching, somehow something was discussed, you know, amongst the learners. And one of the learners turned around and asked the other student that, how do you identify as a him or a her or a it or a they or a we or whatever? And I just looked at them. I was like dumbfounded because this was like a 9-year-old boy. And he's asking the other learner this here. So I turned to him and I asked him, where did you learn this from? And he said, no, they teach us this in school. So I said, they teach you what you need to identify as. And he said, gee, Molana. And he knows 100% that this is a problem because he said, that's why I need to get out of the school. And, you know, I've never been exposed to something like this here before. And then the other learner then just complimented him and said that, you know what, yeah, they teach us this thing, you know, you can identify as a him. And anyway, long story short, Molana, later that evening, I had one of the parents over for supper, family member, of course. And so I was explaining to him that this is what happened in class today. And he told me, Molana, this is the reason. He has three girls and one boy. He removed his three girls from one of the schools here in Cape Town and now put them into like a homeschooling Islamic environment and what have you. And he said, you know, his biggest fear was because he's got girls and now they're propagating this thing there that you can identify as a it or a her or a them or a they or whatever it is. It shouldn't be that these girls are in school and they need to go to the bathroom, and next thing a boy walks in and he says that I identify as a girl. And then he told me a story about a school here in Cape Town that is supposedly an all-girls school, right? So it's only girls. However, there was a young boy who claimed that he identified as a girl. And he approached the school and he was actually granted admission into the school. Now, where his fear came about, I mean, you know, girls will go to the bathroom and next thing you've got a boy walking in who supposedly identifies as a girl. And yeah, I mean, it's really, really scary. And we had a long chat about this and I told him, you know, the thing is, maybe Joburg and Durban and other provinces, they're not so exposed to this here. or it might be there, but it's not so prevalent in the schools. But here, it's open, it's blatant. It's staring you in the face, and it's like, live with it, deal with it, die with it, do what you want with it, but it's here to stay. And, you know, Maulana, I think over the last, what, 1 or 2 years, when this whole new education bill came about, of how our young children need to be educated in fields that are of complete behayai and immodesty and immorality, there was a big fuss and fight about it, and then it was just forgotten again. But really, if we see this year in Cape Town, in front of our eyes, it's only a matter of time before it comes out there.
Chima, and this is making my hair stand. We recall in our schools when we used to go to the male relief centers, if you can call it, to relieve ourselves. There's a term they use, house of office, if you see in the 1800s. So that was the more formal term. And I used to wonder why house of office. So when I said it on air, one contacted me and he said, you know why? Because people, they do most of their work where they relieve themselves. They have, I know there were people with, they used to sit with magazines as they're relieving themselves. Now we don't need magazines, we've got the phone, so we just sit with the phone. And they get all the work done in that place. And this is the actual place where it is the shaitan's home, basically, you can say. And we are doing our work there. So, but anyways, we used to go to the school where we relieve ourselves. So they say they have a box there, and it's got the ribbon and protect yourself. That was the condom culture. And you wonder to yourself, this is our madrasas teach us that we must stay away from this. And here they are promoting it. And then they wonder what happens when they catch a male. That was maybe you can say those days where it was the fitan of that time. Now it's men on men. But they would find a male and a female caught somewhere doing illicit actions. But they're promoting it. So this is that short vision of this secular education where they don't look for solutions. Once we were driving, Mulana, and we saw on the billboards. But if you saw the way these billboards were situated, where it was, how it was, the first one, it presented a beautiful female. Of course, we're not supposed to look at that. So you focus on your road. And that's what makes it even more scary, because they're telling you focus on the road, but they have all of this adverts and moving adverts, but they have all these distractions. So the first one, he had a beautiful female advertising something. Then the next one, it had a billboard of alcohol. And the next one, then it had a billboard of protect yourself. So you can see the sequence. Perhaps it should have been first alcohol, because there is a collection of sins. Once you are drunk, you can go for anything, even an old woman or anything. And the final state, then they tell you protect yourself in that intoxicated mind. Whereas Quran tells you from the beginning, don't even go close to zina. So this year, even for me to say, for Mulana to say, for a Muslim to say in general, that this is zina. But imagine when the health minister had come out and she was under fire for telling schoolgirls, open your books and close your legs. This is what was in 2022. She also recognized that this is the condition. Mulana, this is the fitan that parents, I don't know if they still think that school is the way it used to be. Or, I don't know, I'm not sure. Maybe, Mulana, you can tell us.
You know, Mulana, over the last few years now, our Akabirin, they have been speaking out on against secular education, right? And a lot of people perhaps were taking offense to it. No, you know, you went to school, why can't we go to school? The school that we went to and the school that the children are going to now is two different schools. Let's understand that first of all. Look, I grew up in Zimbabwe, Maulana, and I went to, it's predominantly Christian. But I still remember every morning, and I used to come home almost every day and argue, or, you know, for lack of a better term, fight with my parents, because every single morning I had to stand in the assembly and I had to say out, "Our Father who art in heaven." Okay, I don't even remember the words any longer, but I had to say that whole prayer, so to speak, right? Because it was non-negotiable. Every person had to do it. But that was it, you know. It was an all-boys school, and, you know, there was no... There probably was some filth and some nonsense attached to it. I can't recall right now. But the school that these children are going to, Ya Rab, Subhanallah. I mean, for a nine-year-old child to come out and tell me, "What do you identify as?" Telling a fellow pupil this. What do you, as a he, a her, and you're then telling me all these abbreviations, a he, a her, a it, a they, a them. I'm like, baffled. What are you talking about? Do you even understand what you're saying? And he says, "No, I completely understand. You know, today you can identify as a cat. You can identify as a dog. You can identify as a she. La hawla wa la quwwata. There's only two genders." Right? And unfortunately, our South African government, you know, you'll get shocked for saying things like what I'm saying right now. You know, when I say shocked, you'll get in trouble for saying what I'm actually saying right now. But at the end of the day, come on, we have Islamic morals. You know, forget Islamic morals. Even under the Christian values and morals,
yes,
this is something that is not permitted in any way or shape or form whatsoever. How do we allow our children? And I'm asking the parents right now: if education, secular education, is your primary, and it's so important, and if your child doesn't get a degree, your child is not going to get a job, and, you know, you hear all of these things. So important. But your child goes in as a he or a she, and that child comes out as an it or a they or a them or a her or a it or a dog, or whatever identifying it. Is it worth it? Is it something that you prepare to risk your entire parenting, your entire iman for a few rands? You know, and that's why the hadith says, and forgive me, I'm speaking a bit, you know, blatant and a bit blunt here this morning, but it hurt me so much, because the hadith says a person will يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. A person will sell his deen for a piece of this dunya. This is what the secular world is teaching us. It's teaching us to sell all our morals, all our values. For what? For a degree, for a matric certificate, for a diploma, for a whatever. I mean, a time is going to come in this country where there is no longer going to be public toilets, male or female, is going to be unisex. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can just imagine what type of fitna that is going to open up to. I'm sure it's already in certain places. Allah knows best, right? I avoid using public restrooms and bathrooms unless it's absolutely urgent. But I'm sure it's there already. Now, that's just one step of it. Imagine if every day they're knocking this into your head that, you know, you were born a boy, but you're not obligated to remain a boy. You can change to becoming a girl. You can change to even becoming a cat. You can change to even becoming a dog. You can change to whatever you want. You can identify as whatever you want. I mean, really? What? Muslim parents, I mean, this is not a joke. This is not something that I've made up. And if you want to speak to these children, by all means, speak to them, because a child is not going to hide it from you. It just came out. And then we got checking, and a whole discussion went into this whole thing about identifying different genders and what have you. And la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's so frightening. So frightening. You know, and I've seen, subhanAllah, on a positive note, Maulana, a lot of parents have now gone the route of homeschooling, and that's good. It's something that must be encouraged, you know. So you are teaching your children the basics, right? Children need to learn to read. They need to learn to write. They need to learn a lot of things, right? Knowledge of dunya is different from secular knowledge. Secular knowledge, besides all this LGBTQ, GHIJK, I don't know how many other letters are going to be added to it. Besides that, they're teaching our children that, you know what, your father is not Adam alayhi salam. Your father is an ape, is a donkey, is a monkey, sorry. And that's where you evolved from. So they're teaching the theory of evolution. Mm. They're teaching the theory of the Big Bang theory, that this world just came into existence. And all of these things are fundamentally wrong with our basic aqaid.
Exactly.
Now you may think, okay, you know what, that's just one subject. The child will come home, I'll teach the child. But
never.
Maulana, I met last week, I met a friend of mine who had come back from Hajj. And he's a pharmacist, he's a professional. And he told me that he met a person after 55 odd years. And this person had turned completely atheist. Imagine from a Muslim turning atheist. Make no mistake about it, honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba. These things are not fairy tales. People are turning atheist on a daily basis. A child has been indoctrinated from day one in school, spends 10 years of their life in a school, and then even proceeds to university where there's even more indoctrination, comes out with a degree. Yes, a very fancy degree, perhaps pulling a fancy salary. But the child then says, but I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Allah. How do you stand up on the day of Qiyamah and give an answer to Allah that, listen, you know what? It was because of the world we're living in, and so many people are suffering and what have you. I mean, really? Are we going to continue giving this feeble, feeble excuse that because things are so difficult and things are so... Maulana, you and Alim, right? I don't know if you completed school. I didn't complete school. But I can promise you, and I say it humbly, there's probably not a single day that you don't have a minimum of 3 meals a day.
Gee.
How come? Allah is giving you the risk. Allah is giving you the sustenance. Not because of anything, but because you are Allah's creation. So you're eating every day. You've got a roof over your head. You've got clothes that you're wearing. What more do we want? Are we so desirous of this dunya that we will sell it? We will sell our iman. We will prostitute our iman. Forgive my language, but it's coming across very, very blunt. But honestly, listeners, this is a wake-up call to us. This is a wake-up call for us that our children's iman is at stake.
100%, Moana. In fact, as Moana is saying this year, I recall when I started working this HR, and after we studied in that. So the first year, this was the first year of work, and we were employing for EBSA, and so we have to do the whole, you know, the interview process and everything. So this person came in, and I had to do the interview, and the first question is, tell me about yourself. So I'm sitting, now we don't know, we're never still trying to find out the A's and B's of Parda, all of this. And this person is sitting here, and I thought it's a female. When I asked, so tell me about yourself, this person, this it will say, said, I love rugby. So I'm saying, but a female loving rugby, this is strange. Then I started to look at her hands, or its hands, veins and everything.
When I saw this, I said, you know what, I need to, okay, I'm coming back now. I quickly ran out because I was nauseated by this. And I said to my colleague, I said, please, you go do this interview. I can't do it. Please just say I'm not well. I can't do this interview. Later, I came to find out the same organization that I was working for. It was called Aptus in Livonia. So they closed down also. So I found out that almost 60% of the workers, the employees there were, of either married to a male, man to man, or they were bisexual, all of this. And then I said, how can I still be in this? Then my father inspired me, said, why don't you do Alim, go in this direction. When I wanted to start, it was a fear. So I spoke to an alim from, I remember imam from of Madren, not of the Turkish masjid, when he was running a Jamaat Khana there. I said, Mulana, you finish, he completed his alim at a late age, in probably the eldest in Darul Zakaria, probably late 40s. I said, you did it, how did you do this? Yeah. So he said, I said, well, aren't you worried about sustenance? I'm worried about sustenance, all of this. He said, let me tell you something. There's a pig, take a pig, it's a najis animal, right? But Allah feeds that pig, however, in whichever means possible. But that pig is being sustained. You are going to learn deen. You think you are not going to be sustained? You think Allah is just going to leave you like that? And for the rest of that, Allah reward parents, brothers, sisters, whoever assisted. But there was never a day, like what I said, where you starved or anything. And this year, I want to highlight more is this year, when we use this, that we need secular education to earn. When we look at the stats, 34% unemployment, this was in 2021, this was the highest rate, and 34%. And it's just shooting up, but more and more students and people are going to school. So how come there's so much of unemployment if that notion is true? There's a Redwood Academy in Lanesha. They say 100% matric pass rate. But we ask you, what is your matric pass rate? It's 30%, so what's there to boast about? So are we really teaching out? And the tragedy of all of this, we're losing our common sense. I say if you were foolish, if you're ignorant in school, you still have some common sense.
Well, I know it's very, very challenging times. I think parents need to, you know, there's a saying, wake up, smell the coffee, or smell the fresh air. And there's no longer fresh air in this world. It's been tainted with all of this promiscuity, this haram, this filth. And, you know, today a time is going to come when this is no longer going to become shocking to us, you know? And how you were shocked out of the company, a time is going to come when it's no longer going to be shocking because it's going to become so common. It's going to become so accepted in society. Mm. You know, the brother that was sitting with me last night and was chatting and he was saying that, you know, the amount of same-sex marriages that take place here in Cape Town is phenomenal.
Mm.
It's phenomenal. So what's going to happen? People are going to become desensitized. And where is it stemming from? That's the whole point. Where is it coming from?
100%.
Coming from the core of it, and that is the education system here in South Africa.
Mm.
It's one that is become so adulterated, so filthy, and as a Muslim parent, really, I want to stress this here. I cannot stress it enough. But consider, reconsider, and reconsider another 100 times before you send your child to a secular institute. Because honestly, I fear for the imam. I really, really fear for the imam. You know, we think, okay, the child is going there, the child may be going to maktab after that day, and the child is completely safe. But this is in the mind. At the age of nine, what was I doing? I was playing marbles. I knew nothing about these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Hmm.
you're not even in the age where you're thinking of the opposite sex yet. Exactly. 9 years old, you're innocent, you're completely nadan. You're shy to sit next to a girl, you know? If someone teases you with a girl, you start crying. That age. Today's time, la hawla wa la quwwata. Actually blush. You know, if a child just makes another comment to another child of the opposite sex, they interpret it so many different ways. Why? Because of the exposure in schools and the exposure on social media. Those two have taken away all morals of our community and society.
100%. Mulana, just to end off this year, there's two things I want to address. To understand the harms of secular education, let me turn to Taliban, Afghanistan. Currently, they are threatening, you see the BBC, all of them. They are putting such false information, and they're making it seem like this is oppression on females. But what the Taliban are doing, and Allah reward them, they're putting sense into the people. They have common sense. That is why those children, which were raised by beautiful mothers, who could then take on this coalition of over 50 countries, the US and all of them left to be running with their tails in between their legs. These were the students. These were those sons who will be able. Now they are putting these sanctions and they're saying that Taliban on girls' education, it takes a mental, financial toll on Afghan teachers. But they're saving themselves from so much. And they took them out and they gave them sewing machines. Learn something. Do something from your home. We are not saying do not educate. Iqra, that was the first instruction. But learn what is correct, what is going to help you. Is going to take you out of the clutches of being a slave of other people. We say, parents use this notion, they say, we have to send our daughters to school. Why? Because what if they get divorced one day? So then what happens? In Surah At-Talaq, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. He will grant you from sources which you have never imagined. So all of this is there, but we have turned away from Allah. And those people who want Allah in their lives, like the Taliban women, and they even cover their eyes, you can't see their eyes, you can't see absolutely nothing. They are deemed as oppressed by the West. And this total culture, like Nana Dawood Sirat said, you're sending your children to school, are they going to learn, we wonder, are they going to learn start from ABCD or from LGBTQ? These are the burning issues that we are seeing. So like Nana Musa has said, we have to be awake, we have to hold on to our seniors. This is the way out of it. This is the way we'll get some sense, inshallah. And the other issue also is, in South Africa, this Bella Bill, it seems like it's burning away, but there is also, it's coming slowly again, where they try to put sanctions where you won't even be able to use your homeschooling anymore. Inshallah, it fails. We must make a lot of dua. There's a lot of efforts. We should work in this direction. Mulana, just your last comment, and then we can end, inshallah.
Only Allah Ta'ala can guide us. But parents, please, please, at the end of the day, consider, as long as you know, okay, fine, this Bella Bill, you know, the enforcing education and what have you, but it hasn't been enforced. So consider, reconsider, and consider a million times before you put your child into an institute. You know, there's so many parents, Molana Day in Johannesburg, there's a school called Crawford, right? White schools, and there's other schools like that there. And I'm not painting them in the wrong brush, but a lot of our Muslim parents take pride that, you know, oh, my child is in Crawford. It's like, I've sent my child to Oxford or Cambridge or what have you. They take a lot of pride in it. But they end up losing those children because of the type of secular environments that those children are being subjected to. So at the end of the day, you know, whether your child is going to a no-name brand school or whatever, or the highest brand school, think twice about the iman of your child and the future of your grandchildren. Imagine your grandchild comes home and you say, small little girl, assalamu alaikum, how are you, poppy? No, I'm not a poppy. I identify as a your brain will fall out.
Mm.
Your tongue will literally fall out, because how do you actually answer that?
Yes.
But this is what we are building.
Mm.
Remember, we have the choice, so choose correctly.
Alhamdulillah, beautiful topic, Mawla. Jazakumullah khairan, beautiful discussion. I enjoyed it myself. Please make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Barakallahu feekum wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.